Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Yilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyatah Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitamscha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How would you like to be put in the middle of a big fire? Would anyone like that? I don't think so. What about being in the middle of a big ocean? And just drowning and coming up sometimes and looking all around and there's no place to go and again going under. This sounds like nightmares, doesn't it? Well, these are two analogies that are given for the state of material existence. Sometimes material existence is compared to be like being in the middle of a big fire. And sometimes it's compared to drowning in a fathomless ocean. So neither position, I mean, either analogy you take, it's both horrible. So we may think, well, it doesn't seem that bad to me. I have my TV. I have my idlis. So what's the problem? Well, the problems are many. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna analyzes that everyone has at least four problems. Sometimes people come to me and say, I have one problem. I tell them, no, you're wrong, you have at least four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi. No one can escape this. So we might think that, well, I'm living very comfortably, but we all have to suffer repeated birth and death. And it's not pleasant. Getting born is not pleasant. There's a description in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the condition of the child in the womb. Now sometimes people think that the Puranas and Mahabharata and all this Shastra is just some musings of ancient ignorant people.
சில சமயத்தில் வந்து இந்த புராணங்கள் மகா இது வந்து ரொம்ப பழங்காலத்து மக்களுடைய ஏதோ கருத்துக்கள் அப்படின்ற மாதிரி சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு.
But in the Srimad Bhagavatam is an exact description of how the embryo forms within the womb.
Srimad Bhagavatam vandu garbhathula vandu eppadi anda sisu vandu valarudhu abindrathu pathi vilakkapadutirukku.
Now all this has just been recently discovered by modern science.
Idella vandu iniki navina vignanam ipda idella vandu avanga vandu kandupidichirukanga.
But they didn't discover it because the knowledge is already there in shastra.
Avanga vandu idha vandu yetrave gnanam vandu shastrathula irukku. Avanga vandu edhu purusa kandupidikkala.
Similarly, there all branches of knowledge are in the shastra. Just like people they say, well, I don't believe in this astrology. But astrology is the same word, and it's based on astronomy. It means seeing the positions of the planets. And that's according to the ancient Jyotish or astronomical calculations. You can calculate the time of the rising of the sun, the time of the rising of the moon, when there'll be eclipses and so many things.
பண்டைய காலத்து ஜோதிட கணக்கீடு பிரகாரம் பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா எப்ப வந்து சூரியன் உதிக்கும், எப்ப நிழல் வந்து உதிக்கும், அப்புறம் கிரகணங்கள் எப்ப ஏற்படும் போன்ற கணக்கீடு தான் நமக்கு தெளிவாக கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருக்கு.
So all of this is based on very precise scientific and mathematical knowledge.
இது எல்லாமே வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா கணிதம் மற்றும் விஞ்ஞானம் மற்றும் இந்த கணக்கீடு கொண்டு ரொம்ப தெளிவாக கொடுத்திருக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு அறிவு.
So one of the many scientific facts that the Shastra explains is the condition of the embryo within the womb.
கர்ப்பத்திலே வந்து எப்படி வந்து இந்த சிசு வந்து வளருது அப்படின்றத பத்தின உண்மையை வந்து சாஸ்திரங்கள் சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு, பல உண்மைகள்.
But the Shastra actually gives us more information than modern science does.
நவீன விஞ்ஞானம் கொடுக்கக்கூடிய விஷயத்தோட சாஸ்திரம் வந்து மேலும் அதிகமான உண்மையை இதை பத்தின விஷயத்தை சொல்லுது.
Because the Shastra informs us that around the seventh month the child in the womb becomes conscious of the previous lives.
சாஸ்திரம் என்ன சொல்றதுன்னா ஏழாவது மாசத்துல கர்ப்பத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய குழந்தைக்கு வந்து உணர்வு வந்து வளருது அந்த சமயத்தில்.
And it looks back and it sees all my previous lives and how I've been suffering birth after birth after birth.
முன் ஜென்மத்தில் இருந்திருக்கக்கூடிய நினைவுகள் வந்து அப்ப தோன்றுகிறது. பல ஜென்மங்கள்ல பிறப்பெடுத்து எப்படி நான் கஷ்டப்படுறேன் அப்படின்னு அந்த குழந்தையால உணர முடியுது.
And then he decides, all right, now let me, when I get born, I'll worship Hari and I'll get free from this birth and death.
அதுக்கப்புறம் என்ன முடிவு பண்றாங்கன்னா நான் பிறந்த பிறகு நான் வந்து ஹரியை வழிபட்டு நான் வந்து இந்த பிறப்பு இறப்பு அப்படின்ற சூழலை வெளிப்படுத்திக்கிறேன்.
It's actually a very miserable condition in the womb.
இது வந்து இந்த கர்ப்பத்தில் இருக்கிறது ரொம்ப வந்து ஒரு துக்ககரமான ஒரு சூழ்நிலை.
You're hanging upside down.
தலைகீழ் தொங்கிட்டு இருக்கிறது.
And you can't move, you can't talk to anyone. And they're like worms, like little creamies, they're biting the child.
சின்ன கிருமிகள் எல்லாம் வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா குழந்தைய வந்து கொத்திட்டு இருக்கோம், கடிச்சிட்டு இருக்கோம்.
And if the mother takes some food with chilies, then it burns the child.
இப்ப தாயானவங்க வந்து மிளகா போன்ற உணவு வந்து அதிகமா எடுத்தாங்க அப்படின்னா அது வந்து குழந்தைக்கு எரிச்சல் உண்டாகும்.
But when the child comes out of the womb, the pain, the mother feels pain, the child also feels intense pain.
The குழந்தை வந்து அம்மாவுடைய வயிற்றுல இருந்து வெளியே வரும்போது அது தாய்க்கும் வந்து வெளியே இருக்கு, அதே மாதிரி குழந்தைக்கும் வெளியே அதிகமா இருக்கு.
And due to that pain, the child forgets all that he was contemplating within the womb.
அந்த வலியின் காரணத்தால அந்த கர்ப்பத்தில் இருக்கும்போது என்னென்ன சிந்தனைகள் இருந்ததோ அந்த சிந்தனைகள் எல்லாம் முற்றிலும் மறந்துடுது குழந்தை.
And he goes through life, and life is a struggle.
வாழ்க்கை நடந்தது, வாழ்க்கைன்றது ஒரு பெரிய போராட்டம்.
No one is happy.
யாருமே சந்தோஷமா இல்ல.
And at the end you have to die and get born again.
முடிவுல மரணத்தை சந்திக்கிறோம், திருப்பி வந்து பிறப்பெடுக்கிறோம்.
So any intelligent person can understand that material life is miserable.
So எந்த ஒரு புத்திசாலியான ஒரு நபரும் புரிஞ்சுக்கலாம் இந்த பௌதிக வாழ்க்கையானது ரொம்ப ஒரு துயரமான ஒரு வாழ்க்கை.
Everyone's kindly invited to turn off their cell phone.
தயவு செய்து உங்களுடைய மொபைல் போன்ல ஸ்விட்ச் ஆஃப் பண்ணுங்க.
Yeah, can I ask this person to, you know, just go and... I'm sure whatever he's speaking on his cell phone is not nearly as important as what we're discussing here. People spend all day, all night, all their lives discussing things of no actual importance. What is the cricket score? What does it matter? You're all going to die soon. What will happen after that? No one asks these questions. That means everyone is foolish, actually. There are all these colleges all around here, and people think, oh, so many colleges, so many intelligent people. I don't think they're not intelligent. Everyone's completely foolish. Because they're going and studying, and for what? So they can get a job and get some food, and then they're going to die. And they have no idea what the real purpose of life is. And they don't even think to ask what will happen after death. Now, isn't that foolish? It's just like, you see, if you're driving in a car which is out of control and it's going straight towards a big rock, and you're thinking, well, maybe I'll smoke a cigarette, maybe I'll listen to some pop music, and it's just stupid. Some said, look, you're going to crash. And they said, well, you know, that'll be later. In the meantime, I'll enjoy a cigarette. Maybe 5 minutes later, or it may be 50 years later, but we're all heading for that crash. We spend all our energy thinking how we can live happily in this world. No one is happy. And then we die. And no one thinks, what's it all about? What's the purpose? We think, if I can earn enough money to buy a big TV, and then my life is successful. So Shastra gives us knowledge of all scientific knowledge of the universe, just like this gynecology, astronomy, and all different fields of knowledge. But that's not the really important knowledge. The really important knowledge is not about this world, but about how to get out of it. Parabhavastavad abodhajata yavan najignyasata atmatattvam. Whatever we do in life, our whole endeavor is defeated as long as we do not inquire into the nature of who are we, atmatattvam. To understand who we are. Most people don't even know who they are. If I ask you who you are, you'll say, well, this is my name. I'm Tamil.
Indian.
I'm a student or a businessman or
a
housewife or whatever. But this is not our real identity. This is temporary. Shana bhangur, the word is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like flash and it's over. That, alright, you're a Tamil, but after death, what will you be? You might not even be a human being and get a dog, cat, mouse body or whatever. So this is not our real identity. For that we have to learn from Shastra. But this modern civilization is cheating us so badly that they make us think that it's stupid to learn from Shastra. Shastra directs us to the only really important knowledge. Of course, we do need some material knowledge as long as we're in this world. But we don't have to make it so complex. You don't really have to understand the physiological workings of the cow's body. Just feed her some grass, take the milk, and drink it. That's all. Offer it to Krishna. So people spend all their life studying this world, but they don't even see how miserable it is. But Shastra points out the important information. This world is full of misery. We are not meant to be miserable. We are meant to be happy. But this modern educational system has cheated us so badly that this actually important information, they say, oh, that's not important. Engineering is important. Engineering, you build a bridge and then you die, the bridge stays for some time, then that also crumbles. So then I say, put the name of the engineer on the bridge. So the name remains, but that person already died. So where did he go? Where is he now? So many big important people. Where have they all gone now? In recent Indian history, there are so many big important people. Rajiv Gandhi had the honor of dying in Tamil Nadu. And so many Gandhis and Indira Gandhi and Mahatma Gandhi. Where are they all now? Where have they all gone? No one knows. Big achievements, but where are they now? So we all have to face death. It's miserable. But Shastra gives us the information how we can live in such a way that we don't get born again. There is a spiritual world where there is no death, it's only bliss. This material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. We're not meant for suffering. We all want happiness. But we're all looking for happiness in the wrong way in this world. They're advertising that you'll get happiness by getting money. By getting prestige. By getting a big TV. But none of these things satisfy the soul. We don't even know that we are a soul. People talk about Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma. But no one knows who we actually are. We are eternal, Atma. The body dies, but we are eternal. We continue to live after the death of the body. So just like Shastra gives knowledge of the position of the child in the womb before birth, the Shastra gives knowledge of what happens after death also. And it's not difficult to understand that what we do in this life, that affects what will be our position in the next life. If we perform good activities in this life, we'll get good opportunities in the next life. If we perform sinful activities in this life, we will have to suffer. Maybe in this life, in the next life, many lives in future. Just like animal slaughter and meat eating, that is sinful. You have to suffer for that. But they are recommending, eat meat, become strong. But it's not even necessarily true that you become strong physically, even by eating meat. The elephant is very strong. You can eat meat all day and night, you'll never be as strong as an elephant. But the elephant is a pure vegetarian. So it's not necessarily true. Actually, meat causes so many diseases. So many people in the Western world are vegetarian. Not for religious reasons, but for health. Because they know that eating meat means it's already full of so much poison, and it's too much concentrated food, and then you get heart attack, cholesterol, BP, and all this kind of thing. So if we study in an intelligent way, we'll find that everything in the Shastra states, it's very reasonable. It's not mythology. On the gross material platform, if we see that every action has a reaction, then that happens in the karmic field also. That makes sense, doesn't it? If you do something good, you get a good reaction. If you do something bad, you get a bad reaction.
தீய காரியங்களை பண்ணோம் அப்படின்னா அதற்கான தீய வேலைகளை சந்திக்கணும். இது ரொம்ப எளிமையா புரிஞ்சுக்கணும்.
We find in the world at the present time there's so many disturbances.
நம்ம இன்னைக்கு இப்போ உலகத்தில் பார்க்கலாம் பல விதமான தொந்தரவுகள் ஏற்பட்டு இருக்கு.
The whole society is completely disturbed.
இது இப்ப இருக்கக்கூடிய பூரா சமுதாயமே வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா மிகப்பெரிய அளவுல தொந்தரவு அடைஞ்சிருக்கு.
If you look in the newspaper, what is the news?
இப்ப நம்ம வந்து செய்தித்தாள் வந்து என்ன செய்தி அப்படின்னு பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா
news means it's all bad news.
செய்தி அப்படின்னாலே வந்து துக்கமான செய்தி தான்.
Of course, they have the sports section also, but that's all nonsense, actually. They give so much importance to someone throwing a ball and someone hitting it with a piece of wood. It's just a distraction, it's a diversion. That we, human life is such an important business that we have to get free from birth and death, and instead we are throwing balls and hitting it with a piece of wood. Maybe for children that's all right, but not for adults. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for reminding people of the actual purpose of life.
So in the Krishna bhakti ekam makkala vandu vaakiyoda unmayana kudigol enna abindrada pathi niyamapaduthukitta irukku.
Everyone is spoiling their life.
Ellara vaakiya vandu veenadichirukanga.
Just wasting their time.
Avanga nerathu vandu veenadichirukanga.
Working, 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 working.
Ella veppadana velaiyila irukkaanga.
You get a good job means you work, 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 work.
நல்ல வேலை உனக்கு கிடைச்சிருக்கு அப்படின்னா எப்போதாலும் வேலை வேலை செய்யறது வேலை செய்யறது வேலை செய்யறது.
In the modern age, everyone is just working, working, working.
இந்த நவீன யுகத்துல வந்து பாத்தீங்கன்னா எல்லாரும் வந்து எப்போதாலும் வேலை செய்யறதே ஈடுபட்டுருக்காங்க.
In English, they say working like an ass. Do you say that in Tamil?
கழுது போல வேலை
செய்யறது. It's the same thing.
ஆங்கிலத்தில் வந்து working like an ass சொல்றோம், அது வந்து கழுது போல வேலை செய்யறது.
But I don't think the asses would even work as hard as the human beings nowadays. So for all our intelligence, they've fooled us into becoming more stupid than an ass. So we are inviting you to become actually intelligent. Actual intelligence begins with thinking, questioning, what is the actual purpose of life?
உண்மையான புத்திசாலித்தனம் எப்படி ஆரம்பிக்கிறது அப்படின்னா எப்படி தொடங்குது அப்படின்னா வாழ்க்கையுடைய உன்னதமான குறிக்கோள் என்ன அப்படின்றத பற்றி விஷயங்களை கேள்வி.
That is why we are distributing these Bhagavad Gita.
அதனாலதான் இந்த பகவத்கீதையை நம்ம வந்து விநியோகம் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம்.
That is why we are building this temple here.
அதனாலதான் இந்த கோயில் நம்ம கட்டிட்டு இருக்கோம்.
That's why we are holding these programs, these lectures.
அதனால இந்த உபன்யாசங்களை வந்து நடத்திட்டு இருக்கோம்.
Just to give people knowledge of what is the actual purpose of life.
வாழ்க்கையோட உண்மையான குறிக்கோள் என்ன அப்படின்றத பத்தின ஞானத்தை கொடுக்கிறதுக்கு.
That purpose we can understand from Bhagavad Gita.
அந்த குறிக்கோள் பகவத் கீதை மூலமா நம்ம தெரிஞ்சுக்கணும்.
It's not very difficult to understand.
புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது அந்த அளவுக்கு கஷ்டம் கிடையாது.
That life is in this material world is full of suffering.
இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்துல வாழ்க்கையானது எல்லா விதமான துயரத்தை சந்திக்கக்கூடிய விஷயம் தான்.
We are meant to be happy. Our nature is to be happy.
நம்மளோட இயற்கையானது சந்தோஷமா இருக்கிற நிலை.
Happiness is with Krishna.
சந்தோஷம் வந்து கிருஷ்ணர் கிட்ட தான் இருக்கு.
Krishna is always happy.
கிருஷ்ணர் எப்பவுமே வந்து இன்பத்தோட இருக்கு.
Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
கிருஷ்ணர் தான் முழுமையான கடவுள்.
That means he is param purush, purna bhagavan, paramatma.
அவர்தான் பரம புருஷர், பூர்ணமான பகவான், பரமாத்மா.
He is complete in all respects.
Ella ella kanavadilendu paatha avaru muttalum poornama irukkar.
Krishna is never unhappy.
Krishna vandu thoyirama irundha paakamudiyadhu.
He is always fully blissful.
Avar eppovume muru aanandathoda irukkar.
Krishna doesn't have a good job.
Krishna ku vandu oru nalla vela edhum kedaiyadhu.
He doesn't have to go to some factory.
Avar vandu oru thozhichalaikku vela seiyanum avasiyam illa.
Krishna is always blissful.
Krishna eppovume aanandathoda irukkar.
Our real identity is with Krishna in the spiritual world.
நம்மளுடைய உண்மையான அடையாளம் என்ன அப்படின்னா கிருஷ்ணரோட ஆன்மீக உலகத்தில் இருக்கிறது.
இட்ஸ் அ வெரி சிம்பிள் திங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்.
ரொம்ப எளிமையான ஒரு விஷயம் புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது.
யூ டோன்ட் நீட் அ PhD டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்.
இதற்கு வந்து நம்மளுக்கு ஒரு PhD வேணும்னு அவசியம் இல்லை.
ஆக்சுவலி இஃப் யூ ஹேவ் அ PhD இட் பிகம்ஸ் மோர் டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்.
நம்ம வந்து ஒரு PhD பட்டம் பெற்றிருந்தோம் அப்படின்னா இதை புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது வந்து கஷ்டமா இருக்கு.
யூ கெட் ஆல் தீஸ் காம்ப்ளிகேட்டட் ஐடியாஸ்.
ரொம்ப வந்து கஷ்டமான கருத்துக்களை நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்க முயற்சி பண்றோம்.
ஆல் தீஸ் speculating about so many things.
Ella mana karpanaiyila pala vishayangala namma puriyikka vayas pandrom.
And but then this simple point we miss.
Romba elimiyana karuthu enna nadu uttai uttrom.
The simple information that we are all spiritual beings.
Namma ellarum elimiyana karuthu enna namma ellarum aanmeegamayanavargal.
And we all have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
Namma ellarum Krishna oda oru nithyamana uravu irukku.
It's actually very simple to understand.
இது ரொம்ப எளிமை புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது.
The people become so complicated they just can't understand it.
மக்கள் வந்து ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்படுறாங்க இதை புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கு வந்து ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்படுறாங்க.
So actually in spiritual life, in real spiritual life, the first qualification is simplicity.
உண்மையான ஆன்மீக வாழ்க்கையில முதல் தகுதி என்ன அப்படின்னா ரொம்ப எளிமையா வாழ்க்கை.
Simplicity doesn't mean foolishness.
எளிமையா வாழ்றதுன்னா என்ன மூடத்தனமா இருக்கிறதுன்ற அர்த்தம் ஆகாது.
But it actually means the intelligence to distinguish, to clearly understand what we need to do.
நம்ம என்ன பண்ணணும் அப்படிங்கறத புரிஞ்சிக்கிறதுக்கான அளவுக்கு புத்திசாலித்தனம் வளர்ந்துருது.
It's just like if you're sick and there's some pill which is the medicine, you take the pill.
உதாரணத்துக்கு வந்து நமக்கு ஏதாவது ஒரு
Instead of just taking the pill, you could measure it. You could chemically diagnose it. You could pick it up and scratch your ear with it. But the intelligent thing to do is just to take the pill.
ஆனா புத்திசாலிதான் என்ன அப்படின்னா அந்த மாத்திரையை வந்து நம்ம சாப்பிடுறது.
So people in the name of intelligence and education, they're doing all the wrong things.
புத்திசாலித்தனம் மற்றும் உயர்ந்த படிப்புன்ற பேர்ல தவறான செயல்கள் தான் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்காங்க.
Society has become ridiculously complex.
சமுதாயம் வந்து மிகப்பெரிய அளவில் ரொம்ப கஷ்டமான சூழ்நிலைகள் ஏற்படுத்தியிருக்கு.
Everyone is confused.
எல்லாரும் வந்து குழப்பம் அடைஞ்சிருக்காங்க.
No one is happy.
யாரும் சந்தோஷமா இல்ல.
So we are just recommending just be simple, straightforward and intelligent.
நான் என்ன பரிந்துரைக்கிறோம் அப்படின்னா ரொம்ப எளிமையா இருங்க, நேர்மையோட இருங்க, இந்த விஷயங்கள்
simple, straightforward and intelligent. Just understand that we are by nature spiritual beings. We do not belong to this material world. We belong to the spiritual world. That is described in Shastra. Chintamani pakara sadnasu kalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu suradhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrahma sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajam. Just give the translation. Chintamani Prakara Sadvasu. All in the spiritual world, all the buildings, the houses, the walls, everything is made of Chintamani.
ஆன்மீக உலகத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய எல்லா விதமான அரண்மனைகள் மற்றும் கட்டிடங்கள் எல்லாமே வந்து பார்த்தீங்க அப்படின்னா சிந்தாமணியால வந்து கட்டப்பட்டது.
It means there's a kind of stone that just by touching it all your desires are fulfilled.
அந்த சிந்தாமணியோட கல் எப்படின்னா அதை தொடர்ந்து மூலமாக எல்லா விதமான ஆசைகளும் பூர்த்தி செய்யப்படுறது.
And all the trees have the same properties.
எல்லா மரங்களுக்கும் அதே தன்மைகளை கொண்டிருக்கு.
What happens in the spiritual world? What's the news from the spiritual world? You might be surprised. Krishna lives there with many, many cows. You couldn't imagine that, huh? You might think the spiritual world is one big cricket stadium. But Krishna is very happy herding his cows. And playing on his flute. And there are many gopis there who serve Krishna. And everyone's happy and blissful. There's no birth, death, old age or disease. But who is that Krishna? He is the original personality of Godhead. So that is a description of the spiritual world. There are other divisions in the spiritual world also. Those devotees who are very much attached to Ram Leela, they can go and serve the Supreme Lord as Rama. But in this Krishna consciousness room, we're particularly interested to serve the Supreme Lord in his original form as Krishna. So we are just inviting everyone, please do not spoil your life. Just try to understand. We are in a blazing fire. It's just like a blazing fire, this material existence. It's just like drowning in a great ocean. We're in a very dangerous position. But we can easily get delivered from that. We can easily get delivered from that by taking to Krishna consciousness. And Krishna bhakti, it's very easy. Especially in this age. In Kali Yuga, simply by chanting the names of Krishna, we can get free from all miseries and go to Krishna.
Kali Yuga,
so please study this Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's the most important book. It must be important. It's coming for so many thousands of years. There's, if you go in the college library, you'll find so many books. Actually, even the syllabus that you study, that's also out of date. Whatever they teach you, it's all out of date. Say you study biochemical engineering, by the time you finish your course, the actual field of biochemical engineering will be all different. So whatever books you have, I mean, for practical knowledge, you can just throw them away anyway. But this Bhagavad Gita is practical knowledge. It's so practical that it's coming for thousands and thousands of years unchanged. So just see how important is Bhagavad Gita. So please study this Bhagavad Gita. And the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is that we should understand Krishna is the Supreme Controller. We're all his eternal servants. And we can be happy by serving Krishna. Then no more burning in the fire of material existence. No more drowning in the ocean of material existence. And that serving Krishna is very easy and very joyful also. Particularly by chanting the name of Krishna, that purifies our consciousness. It's very, very simple. And people think, well, that's too simple. I have to study and get my PhD and all this kind of thing. But the best thing is always simple. Just like E equals MC squared. It's a simple formula. But behind that, there's so much understanding. To explain that, well, you have to be a top level scientist. So to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's a very simple statement. But even many great rishis and munis, they can't understand the depth of this importance of this statement. But we can very easily, just like we may not understand all the scientific theories, but we can use the scientific inventions like the microphone. So we may not understand all the deep philosophy by which Krishna is established as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we can chant Hare Krishna. And we will get the full benefit. Because Krishna is pleased when we chant His holy name. So please don't waste your human life. We got this human life after many, many births. Now we have the opportunity to be actually intelligent. The dogs and the cats, they can't understand all these points. The dogs and the cats, they're just eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha. As human beings, if we also we're just eating, sleeping, mating, defending, then how are we better than dogs and cats? We're very proud of our modern civilization. Big buildings, highways. But it's the same business, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So unless we inquire into the nature of spiritual reality, we're not even properly human beings. We're just sophisticated animals. So please don't be a sophisticated animal. Better to be a simple devotee of Krishna. That is a much better position. Are there any questions, please? No questions. You have a question.
Just for preaching purpose, I'm asking this question.
You should do more preaching. It shouldn't be just a theoretical question. You should be fully engaged in preaching.
You have told that in Srimad Bhagavatam everything is given, the new technology, some embryology, something like this.
Well, yeah, in Shastra there are all different branches of knowledge of truth.
In day by day there are new inventions are coming.
New inventions, yeah. But you don't need all of them, right?
But for some explanation.
What's the use? They have so many inventions. Just like this. Just making a disturbance, that's all. What's the use? The Shastra gives us knowledge of information about the material world that will actually help us. In
கேள்வி என்னன்னா, பல விதமான புது கண்டுபிடிப்புகளை பற்றி கொடுக்க நாளுக்காக வந்து வந்துட்டே இருக்கு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கேள்வி கேட்கிறது. அது வந்து ஆனா என்ன சொல்றாரு அப்படின்னா, இப்ப வந்து இந்த புது விதமான கண்டுபிடிப்புகளால என்ன உபயோகம் இருக்கு?
They're making more and more inventions. They just make our life more and more complex, complicated. It's like you have a cell phone and then all the time there's some disturbance. Actually, we can live very simply and we don't need all these things. And you don't need a cell phone. You live in one place. It's not required to go every day, 45 kilometers up and down, here and there. Traditionally, people lived in one place. They didn't move around here and there. So you can live in one place and then your mind won't be disturbed. Then you can cultivate spiritual knowledge. Alright, so there's some presentations. We have here some students. They came all the way from Namakkal. Thank you. We congratulate you for that. Who are the students who came from Namakkal? Please raise your hand. See, they're all very intelligent students. They realize that human life is meant for the science of self-realization. And they're studying. Oh, they just finished the course just now. Just 2 days. 2 days ago we finished the course. So it's a happy new year for you. In Krishna consciousness. The old year finished. All Maya finished. And now the new year means new life. Okay, so let's do this before the... we only have 4 minutes, so we'll have to do it quickly.
So, Vivek,
those, we're giving certificates for those who completed the course.